You
Well,
don't
maybe
need
that's
that,
what
and that
some
is a
people,
slavery mentality.
you see, that's the thing. Maybe
This
that's
is a
what some people
slavery
need.
mentality. You mean we got to get the whip before we just do it willingly? No, have basic common sense to do it? And these, that's why I'm saying these people that come and call it, you know, they don't understand, they're causing separation. It's causing separation. They're causing confusion. Because for a man that cannot read, he's going to listen. For someone that cannot see, they're going to listen. So if you go out there and say every day they're in a COVID and the body can't read it, they're going to believe it because they're hearing it every day. We need to stop this and start to build our country back, start to say, well, listen, everybody try and follow the protocols. It doesn't matter if it was a bus crawl or not. It doesn't matter if the tours were
it's
open
where
or not.
We got
we
to look at where are we right now. Where are we right now today is where we have to focus on now.
Correct. Another lockdown going to cause more panic, more frustration because there are enough people out there that live paycheck to paycheck. When people went down in December, they were not spending charity money. They were spending money they actually went and worked for trying to get a little happiness for the ending of a real traumatic year. So if you lock down now and you start the year the same way, what is going to happen? Then we don't know if there's going to be no more NAS. NAS done exhort. People that had the, you know, you're supposed to work a specific amount of months before you're eligible for NAS. Is that going to happen again? No, some people only working 2 and 3 days. So it can cause a big...
Whatever decision is made, there's going to be some impact.
Correct.
There is. And we have to decide. And I think what the public is trying to say, which I can't blame them because we all have to die at some point. Nobody wants to go from COVID. Nobody. Because of how fast it happens and things like that. So the stigma around it, how
yes,
quickly
please.
You catch it. So you got to understand how Bajans, obviously, are people around the world. Bajans are scared. There's some people, as I said, that they're just frightened. I'm too. I don't want to catch it. I don't want my family to catch it. I don't want anybody to catch it. And I do my best. But that does not mean I can't. Because at some point, you may do everything you can and something can happen. But what you're trying to tell people is don't be reckless.
Correct.
Try to bring it down as best as you can so that we can go to our parties eventually. We can get back our jobs. The faster we put things in place to safeguard ourselves, the faster life can go back to some sense of normalcy at some point. We are only delaying it by doing all of the wrong things and stop depending on the government for everything. You can't do it. Yes, people want the country to shut down. Yes, they do. And some of us thinking, okay, well, would it hurt if it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Maybe it wouldn't. Slow it down a little bit so we can catch a breath. Maybe we should. But at the end of the day, I want to look at what we can do as Barbadians, what we could do for our neighbors, the social distancing or the physical distancing, the wearing of masks, making sure they're not up in somebody's face, you know, or if they're coming to you. And here's another point before I go. The old people, we tell old people to stay home, but ain't the old people standing home. It's
all
the
right.
Young people living in the household that we need to target, to talk to say what you do out there. You need to be careful you don't bring it home for granny or mommy. And there are a lot of young people who are not listening to that. They're not listening and they're coming back and forth into your home. And then you say you got to protect your seniors, keep them inside. But keeping them inside is what may be hurting them because of who's coming in to the house. And I believe if there's one thing we need to spend some time on is that type of messaging now for how do we protect the people at home. I don't think it's happening when you're in the supermarket and shopping. A lot of it's happening with the gatherings outside and then bringing it right back into your family. But I give you the last word, sir, because we had a good run.
I just want to say let us unite.
Mm-hmm.
No parties, no political statements, nothing of a sort. Let me just try to find one common line down the line that we are all Barbadians at the end of the day. Let us just protect ourselves, do what we're supposed to do, and let me just get this COVID thing to a certain level. We don't know how long it is going to be here for, and 2020 was rather hard. 2021 now starting, we thought it would be a better future. We want it to be a better year, a better future for our children, but just let us be together. Children are doing the online teaching. Parents, get behind one of the children. Let them know that this is a serious thing. We don't know when school is going to open back. Let us try to sit down. For people that don't have equipment, that I know we praying, all of you praying. We the struggle some. All of you the struggle at some point in time.
Okay,
but let
sir.
Us try to get together and make this work for our children. This is these are years that them themselves will never, ever, ever forget. This is like going to Disney World to them. That's something no child will ever forget.
Well, we're going to leave it right there, but I want to thank you so much. Excellent, excellent contribution. Excellent. And much respect to your wife and all teachers who are actually sitting down right now going through the online teaching. Someone actually says here, we did let our guard down as a nation. We are all to blame, and we all must do what we can do to come back together. And I fully believe that. One person can trigger off the chain of events that happened, and it means that everybody now has to get together. You can't just be some and not the others, otherwise we're not going to get over this this pandemic. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. 4 minutes yeah. After 11, you're on the air.
I wanted to follow on from what your previous conversation and what was stated on the front page of the Nation, the headline, Aged Urged, Stay Indoors. I understand the advice is given with very good intentions, and I understand what the person had in mind. However, I am advising the aged and everyone to go outside and get sunlight, breathe fresh air, walk up and down the gap and get exercise. Do not stay indoors. It is not good for your health.
Well, do you want to make sure that you repeat it again and not so that people would not take it as not to follow the advice? I think what they're saying is to stay indoors and be safe. But what you're saying is, in addition to that, you need to get out and get some exercise safely.
Safely, right. Okay. Get fresh air. The sunlight is vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay indoors and cower and be afraid, you're adopting a negative mental attitude. You need to go and let the sun come down on you. That's free vitamin D. You need to breathe deeply fresh air. Just walk up the gap and walk down. Get a little exercise. Health. Very important.
An excellent,
but
excellent
don't go
advice.
Socializing everywhere, you know, talking to people. Have your physical distancing. I don't like the term social distancing. Physical distancing. Stay apart from people, but still socialize and be social, because we are social beings. We're social animals. We need to talk to people, but keep that distance and maintain that positive attitude, and we'll get through this.
But do you also agree that the old people, our senior citizens, might be home and might be outside exercising, but
right.
Here comes Tom, Dick, and Harry, Mary Jane, Sue, just
right.
Went out, or one of them went round the block, one went round to some friend's house to
yep.
Visit them without a mask. Somebody
right.
Then there where you went is positive. You come back home now to the senior citizen person, and you know, probably don't know, and try to help them, and then they end up with COVID, and that senior
yes.
Citizen
your
didn't
distance.
Do anything at all. They followed all the rules. They stayed home, and if
correct.
They exercised, as you said, they just walked around a little bit and got some fresh air. Now, that is not fair
yes.
To
that's
the
a danger.
Elderly.
That's a danger.
For your family members to be that insensitive or absent-minded,
correct.
Not to think about them. When
yeah.
You go to your friends or the house or whatever it is that you do, there are parties. I don't know if it's still going on, but I can tell you that early January, after an announcement was made, guest houses, and that's another thing too, you need to be careful who you're renting your guest house out to. having parties, and they're putting up the videos. They're not showing their faces, but they're showing other things. They're showing the Hennessy. They're showing. So you see, so people, you can't report it because you can't see who it is. Obviously, they were smart, and obviously, you don't know the location. You heard voices.
Right.
But the point is that when you do that, I'm sure they don't live alone, most of them. They live with a mother or a grandparent or aunt or somebody. Please be mindful that when you do that, you're hurting the people that you claim to love.
Absolutely correct.
All right. Your final word, sir?
No, that's it, really.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Hayes.
Good morning.
Diane.
Good morning.
Greetings to you and to our guests, our listeners. How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
I'm fine.
Good.
You know, this is the greeting I do extend to the moderators due to the interest of time, but due to the fact that we don't hear you so often, I grant you that.
Thank you very much. I'm humbled.
Thank you very much, ma'am. No, I just want to bring a balance the situation we find ourselves in today in the world. Okay? Now, the world is in need of proper rulership. When it's a proper rulership, not that the governments are not doing a good job. They're doing their best. Okay? It is spreading out of control. The reason for that is it was not man was not given the permission to rule over man. Because the Bible says, Jeremiah 10:23, it does not belong to man to direct his death. You understand? However, Jesus predicted the challenges that we are facing today. Okay? But he also said that they will come to an end. And by the end of those things, better things will be coming. That is the point I want to get across to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not preaching doom and gloom. This is not punishment from God. At all. This is just due to the fact that our first forbearance, out of disobedience, plunged us into this situation. And God sent his son to reverse that trend. Okay? And this is, as the young man was talking to you just now, we need to pray, you know, because prayer is not only something that to repeat, or as I ever call it, worldwide. It's actually talking to God. And you could pray, you know, you want prayer for the pandemic to go away, because that's prophecy. And that will happen. It's just things to let us know where we are in the scheme of things. I'm sure, ma'am, that I'm in a wheelchair. You think I wanted to get, you know, I could get up tomorrow and walk? And I saw our friend, I've been willing to notice the open agency.
Mm-hmm.
You want to think, well, you know, she could speak plainly like all of us. A time will come when all of those things will be gone. I think in the past, we will have a loving, kind people and a paradise earth to live in. But I want to just share another scripture with you here that is very important to all listeners. It is found that 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29. And it says these words. Moreover, this I say, brothers, the time left is reduced. And then verse 31 says this, and those making use of the world as those not using it to the full, for the scene of this world is changing. You see, ma'am, Jesus preached also that, Matthew 24:14, this good news, you hear that word, of the kingdom will be preached in all the inhabited land as a witness to the nations, and then the end will come. The end of what? All these challenges and pain and suffering that we got to go through. Even like our brothers in St. Vincent, they got to deal with a pandemic and a volcano. You can imagine that? You think people like to get through this sort of thing? This is not the life that Jehovah created for us, man. He created the earth to be inhabited, to be a paradise. And he's going to do that. Because purpose has not changed. And I'll conclude and say this, Miss Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to build a home for your children, and the first people that mentioned it caused it to be in a dilapidated state, and you put them out. But you will pray and for the rest of the children that are coming, after them will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, that's what happened in the world. God put Adam and Eve in a beautiful paradise earth. They disobeyed God. Plant the earth into the state of things. And God's purpose hasn't changed. He says, see this here? When these children, his children come, the offspring which are us, I'm going to repay and give it to us to live in. Because we are not responsible for this, you know.
But, born but let me just say this, I mean, because you obviously know the Bible a lot more than I do. But one thing I know for sure, we do have to pray. But we must have faith. But I know that it says, you know, there's a verse, can't remember exactly what it is. You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. And I would go on to say, with that note, we must continue to wear a mask. We must sanitize our hands, and we must physical distance, because that is the works that is required in order to reduce the spread of this virus, and not only just prayer.
Yeah.
I want to make it very clear. In my opinion, it is not only just prayer. Prayer without works is dead. So you have to still put all the actions in place together with prayer, and then hopefully that will be the answer, which would be include vaccine, et cetera, to see the end of this virus. And I only said that because there's some people who believe that by praying about something, that's it.
They're wrong.
But there are people who believe that. But I don't want to get into the religious argument.
Oh no, I mean that's just because the Bible say that the supreme authorities are standing in their position by God, and it's the government. And you have to follow the rules of the government. So anybody that wants to go against the government going against the arrangement of God, so they're dead wrong. So I'll hear another time, mistake.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your contribution. We'll be back after the break. Dr. Brass Stacks, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. I do agree that everyone has their part to play. So that's why for me, I am a bit concerned when you enter some establishments now and they require you to lower your mask, you know, and have your face shown into their security camera. I know a caller before me would have raised this issue as well, but for me, it's not an issue as, you know, regarding my privacy being infringed, but more so an issue regarding safety. And I know many people are actually afraid, and more so now than, you know, in previous weeks and previous months. And to me, like, in one breath, you can't say, okay, wear a mask in public, always be masked up, but then when you go to some public establishments, you're being forced, rather, to lower your mask, whether it be for a few seconds or even a minute and no more. Still, you're being forced to lower your mask to enter the establishment so you can have your face shown, you know, in their camera. And if you don't do that, you can't enter. And, you know, it's all easy and fine to say, okay, just avoid those establishments. However, there are more and more I want to say across the country, there are more and more places now which are now having that requirement. And also as well, some of these places as well too are, you know, of a financial nature where technically you need to visit them because not every service that they provide is available online. And to me, I think that's something that needs to be addressed because I know different schools of thought may, you know, differ as to how long you can be, let's say, around someone who has COVID with your mask off before you catch it, whether it be 15 minutes or more or less. I don't want to know whether it's 15 minutes or less. Whether it's a few seconds or not, I don't want to know. And we feel unsafe going into public now, establishments, and being forced to lower our masks mm-hmm. to look into a camera. And no one seems to be addressing that, and no one seems to understand that. Again, in one breath, you can't say wear your mask in public, and then in the other breath, okay, but just have your mask lowered for a few seconds because to enter my establishment, I need you to lower your mask to face my camera. So, like, how can we address that going forward?
But you understand that it's for security reasons for banks and so on and so forth. It's not
everywhere. I do understand that. I do, but not every bank does it. And to to me as well, there are ways around that. There are ways around just, okay, let me have your mask lowered to see whether or not, God forbid, you do commit a crime, then I can then catch you on camera. There are ways around that.
How?
There are ways as well.
Tell me how.
Because let me, well, for example, the same, whichever angle in the building, we, at least the main camera is by the entrance. Okay, when I enter your building, I'm going to be caught on that camera. Mask on or not. I'll be caught on your camera. You can do the little booklet for contact tracing purposes and ask, at least have someone stationed by the entrance as well, whether it be a guard, whether it be an employer or so forth. Have me show you my ID card, and then I will, you know, put my name and so forth, address and number. You will confirm that my name on the booklet is the same name as shown on the ID.
Mm-hmm.
So that, God forbid, I then have to, let's say, rob your bank and leave. And you don't have my face. At least you have my details. Because, I mean...
Providing that you didn't steal the ID card.
Correct. Well, correct as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a fact. But anyway, that's for the police to do. It's not for you to assume that because I'm answering with a mask on, I am a thief either. Because there are years gone by. Yes, I mean, years gone by when someone wore a mask. Mm-hmm. It meant, oh gosh.
If I missed it in the beginning, could you rewind a bit and say the risk of lowering your mask is...
It's unsafe.
In regarding catching COVID?
Correct, yes, catching COVID. Yeah, because, you know, they're saying, they being a scientist, is an airborne disease and so forth. And again,
I didn't hear that it was airborne. I believe that it can be in the air if someone sneezes and the particles could be around for a little bit, but not necessarily airborne, like it's everywhere type of thing. However, if you lowered your mask and the guard steps away, you ask him to just step away, would not be okay for you and everybody else in the bank is wearing theirs?
No, because, well, I have heard it was airborne. However, though, no, because that's the person who goes before me. Yes, by the time I lower my mask, their mask, hopefully it's back on. But again, I don't know whether, God forbid, they have COVID and whether their air is still in the atmosphere. Whether or not they would have coughed or sneezed or not. And then when I lower my mask, I am now inhaling their air.
Mm-hmm.
How is that safe? It is not safe. It's either you wear a mask or you don't wear a mask. And if you're going to wear a mask, then, again, there are ways around.
Well, I'm not a scientist, not a doctor, but hopefully somebody can talk to us about
that.
Right,
yeah.
And you can Google it as well. But you have a doctor, a personal doctor?
Yes, I do. But that's a way I call it as well, because I'm not the only one who's afraid and concerned.
Right.
About
so
it.
Information is key. Information
correct.
Is power.
Yes. Yes.
So we
correct.
Put that out there, and someone with medical training can
correct.
Say
yes.
to us so they could put you at ease and those who may feel similar to you.
Thank you.
And we could put it out there. But always rely on one thing I do have respect for, and I'm sorry that they weren't involved in the beginning of this whole COVID exercise, is the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners. I think if a lot of people had relied on their doctors with the advice, because I can tell you, my doctor can tell me, stay home, or Joy, don't wear cotton, or don't wear eye listening. Most people listen to their
yes.
doctors. They do, yeah. they do. And
sure.
the doctors should have been involved in this exercise of COVID and fighting and what to do and what not to do. I believe the doctors should have been involved and the pastors, because there are people who believe that if the pastor say do this, they can do it. So we there were some people that could have been involved in the beginning, but let's hope we get a response and for you. And I'm hoping that we can get one from someone in the medical fraternity. I do believe we have another caller, another young person, this time female, first time caller. Caller?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I am calling actually as a young caller and listening in, but I don't agree with a lot of things that were said.
Okay, tell me.
In regards of young people being like at the foot of people home catching COVID, and you know what I mean? Like,
well, we didn't say. Let me correct that because I got a message saying that I don't. Well, if I did, I apologize. What we're saying is any person who's younger than the 90-something-year-old, 80-something-year-old, obviously, they're younger people. I don't mean necessarily 20s. They're irresponsible 40-year-olds. But you must know that if you leave your home and your granny is there and she's a diabetic, you need to be mindful of what you do when you leave that house, right?
Yes, too. But, you know, we have to, all right. I might be a young person working. I have to leave home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I have to leave home. I have no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
Working my job.
Mm-hmm.
I have to leave home. You can't say, like, yeah, young people leaving home. Because there are two older people that love to leave home. They cannot stay home.
Mm-hmm.
They refuse to stay home. Some of these older people, as you say, like 97, 87, 77, in that range,
mm-hmm.
they too, some of them don't like
to stay home. No, you're right. There are some of them that you can't,
they
you can beg them,
they
don't.
Go to the supermarket,
mm-hmm.
they don't want you to go to the supermarket for them.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They go collect the medication, same thing. They don't want you to go.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go on their own because they want to leave home.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman that was talking about exercising and stuff, I don't think that that is a real concern because you could exercise in the safety of your yard.
Mm-hmm.
You can also exercise in the safety of your home because there are exercises that you can do within your house. You do not need to come out and go walking. It's not a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
That is one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The guy that called with the teacher and the students and the teacher and the two children
mm-hmm.
as his wife, as his family hold. Yes, everybody does not have the same family hold as you. You are there to help your wife, but there are some people like me. I am a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to go to work. I don't have nobody besides another older person, which might be my son's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
She might not understand the computer basics and to go in and do this stuff. So there, again, that is a problem. You can't say that, like, as in to say that you don't want to do it or it's a problem doing it or you just want to blame the government. Yes, we are like, relying on the government because we put them there to rely on. We just didn't put them there to just be doing things on our own.
How old are you, if you know me asking?
I am 28.
28. Do you think the government is doing a good job communicating with people in your age group in terms of...
No.
No? What would you...
At all, because, okay. again, mm-hmm. there are young people also with children.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, children raising children.
Mm-hmm.
We're concerned about schooling-wise, education-wise, all these things just as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not the partying and, you know, the other things that y'all might think. Well, not y'all, but I'm speaking in general
mm-hmm.
for older people because they always taught them to younger people.
So you don't think the government is speaking a language that y'all can understand? What about at least adhering to the protocols? Is that something that government has been able to communicate good to people in your age group, in your area, that you could see doing the right thing?